we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life.
Welcome to the Formed for Good podcast. You are joining a group of men who are aiming to recover the truth about who we are and what we were made for.
So I was in the men's bathroom near the trailhead for Bear Lake in the Rocky Mountain National Park when I had this profound revelation, and the thought was, we tend to protect the things that we care about. And what propagated that, what prompted that thought, was I was sitting there and I noticed the toilet paper holder is basically a long arm like a lever, and there was three rolls of toilet paper on there, and it was placed in the downward position and locked with a big brass padlock. And the funny thing was, this isn't the first time I've seen something like that, where I was in some type of restroom facility at a state or national park and the toilet paper's locked down. And it just got me thinking, I mean, it's kind of ironic because it's not like we couldn't just unroll the toilet paper if I really wanted to steal it. But clearly somebody had put some thought and some time into protecting this precious resource. And apparently they'd had problems in the past with people stealing the toilet paper, which I understand if someone's going camping or whatever. But it was this moment of, okay, it makes sense that the things that we value the most are the things we're going to sacrifice for, the things that we're going to protect, the things that we are going to try to keep safe or fight for. So that was the first instance where I started thinking about this. And then a couple weeks later, I was watching Birth of the Dragon, which is a film loosely based on the life of Bruce Lee, kind of focusing on the beginning of his movie career when he was training young men in California in the various martial arts that he was practicing. And more specifically, the film was focusing on this legendary fight between Lee and another martial artist by the name of Wong Jack Man. And it's pretty widely known and confirmed that this fight actually happened. The details of the fight are pretty blurry, especially depending on which side you talk to. Bruce Lee's wife tells one version of the story. Wong Jack Man, who I believe is still living, tells a different version, and there was only a couple of witnesses to the fight. So obviously the film is fictionalized, but there is a subplot. Bruce Lee has a young student who meets Wong Jack Man and begins to admire him and his approach to martial arts and his philosophy about life, and he starts to seek out whether or not he could receive training from Wong. So he's switching sides, so to speak, and looking to possibly begin training with this other master. And Wong Jack Man responds by instructing the student to begin to think about and go find something that he is willing to die for. And once he finds that, once he has something that he's willing to give his life for, then maybe he'll consider taking him in as a student. Now, as I put both of these experiences together, both of these insights together, it reminded me of one of my favorite quotes from G.K. Chesterton, and it's pretty widely known. And it was in talking about war and battle, Chesterton said that the true soldier fights not because he hates what is in front of him, but because he loves what is behind him. And putting all of this together, it got me thinking, what is it that I am willing to die for? What is it that I value and that I give my resources and my time and to protect? And what am I willing to sacrifice for? Because if I mostly value security and comfort, I'm going to guard that. And that means I won't risk or take steps of faith. If I mostly value being right, I'm going to protect that. This means I'm going to cut people off who don't agree with me, and I'm going to really struggle with admitting when I'm wrong. And if I mostly value gaining the world, then I will fight for that, and I will most likely forfeit my soul. But on the other hand, if I care about the kind of man that I'm becoming, if that's what I value, then I'll be willing to receive correction. I'll be willing to take the path of humility. And if I care about knowing the God who made me, who has called me his son, then I will set my mind to learning him and becoming his son. And if I care about the people within my reach, my wife and my kids and my friends and people that I haven't yet met, then I will fight on their behalf, and I will be willing to lay down my life so they may live.